we have become a Christian nation. And in the Deuteronomy, Moses, he gives us even more teaching about what we should listen. And something we have to keep in mind, we should not do it. Because we are the spiritual offspring of Abraham. We are spiritual Israelites. And all these commandments we have to put into our mind. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1, chapter 6 first. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1-3. Chapter 6, verse 1-3. Someone to read, okay. Sam, can you read loudly? So, in verse 3, therefore hear, O Israel. If we can, this message is talking about keep God's commandments. We share in from last time. And if we can keep his commandment, we may fear God. We learn how to fear God. And also, your days may be prolonged. Nowadays, many of the people, they are looking for some way to become more healthy and they can live longer. So this is why there's a lot of, in the grocery store, a lot of the supplements, health care, all of the products and the methods. On the street, you can see a lot of people trying to how to live longer and how to have a better life. But when we return to the Bible, we just see a very simple way. Here, God promised, if we can keep his commandment, then our days will be prolonged because God's blessing will follow us and in our life, in every step, every stage of our life, we will see God will guide our way and give us a very healthy life, which is fear God, and also we can have a joyful and peace in our mind. So if we can keep his commandment, it may go well with you, and you can multiply greatly. This is a promise of God. Do we believe? If we do, then we keep it. Okay. So continue, read chapter 6, verse 4. Chapter 6, verse 4. From verse 4 to verse 10. Next, we have Joseph. Can you read loudly? That's enough. Thank you. Verse 9. So, in verse 4, again, Moses, he asked, hear of Israel. About what? About the God, the Lord our God is one Lord. He is one. This is very important. We have to know our Lord is one, only one. He is my Lord. And what is the content? There's an If we can, many Christians, they say, Lord Jesus is my Lord. But actually, if we consider to about their life, their actions doesn't match to their belief. But to us, we are different. So we must be very careful. If we say, Lord Jesus is my Lord, there's a meaning. We have to keep it. So here in verse 5, starting from verse 5, there's a lot of you should do. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. When we understand, we accept the God, the Lord, my God, is my God, and he is the only one, then we should love him because he is everything to us. He is the source of blessings. Then we have to, the Lord, this only one God, he asks, we should love him with all our mind, all our heart. If we really consider this standard and this requirement from God, then every one of us, every day we have to repent, because actually God gives us a very high standard with 100% of our heart. But sometimes we just give God, the Lord, maybe 10%. Some better, maybe 50%. Or the very godly people, maybe 90%, but still not 100%. Here, the Bible gives us the requirement, 100%, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. So this is the goal, the aim for us to pursue. Every day we have to consider, do I love God with all my heart? Or I just love God a little more than before? Still, we have a long way to go. Then, in verse 6, say, you should keep God's commandment in your heart. Keep in your heart. So the Ten Commandments is just not right. It's not just written in the Bible. We have to remember it in our heart. So whatever we do, we have a standard. We have a rule in our heart, know what we should do. Because that if the matter relates to the God's commandment, we must be aware. And then in verse 7. And you should teach them diligently to your children, and should talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. So this just gives us, we should teach God's commandment diligently to all of the next generation. Anyone among us are a teacher? Raise your hand. IE teachers. So maybe one third of them are IE teachers. So we carry a very important responsibility, because the church just hand us the very important duty, responsibility to teach our next generation. It's very important. Education. You know, How a United Nations, they rank the nation ability or how they compete with other nations. One of the factors actually is how important or how they emphasize in their education system. So the more we educate our next generation, the more workers, more youth, you know, the church will get, and the strength will show, because it is related to the future of the nation. The same token to the church. So God here asks us, we have to teach the next generation digitally. In order to do so, we have to talk it. We should talk of them about the God's commandment, no matter where we are. When we sit, when we walk, when we lie down or when we rise up. We use all kinds of opportunities to teach, to share about the God's commandment, to remind everyone. And then in verse 8, it says, you should bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they should be as frontlets between your eyes. We just put, just use all kinds of different methods. You know, try to remember the God's commandment and the God's word. And verse 9 says, you should write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Just create an environment for them. I still remember one sister, she was very care about her children's education, especially for memory of the Bible verses. So the sister, she wrote a lot of the Bible verses just on a paper or even sometimes with the pictures, you know, and to tap on the wall everywhere in her house. So the kids, when they walk outside the door, there's one Bible verse, just tap on the door. When the children open the door, they can see it. They say, when you go out, when you come in, the Lord will guide you, will bless you. From the Psalm chapter, I think it's 121, something like that. So, and then on the wall, on the children's rooms, the mother just used all kinds of methods to try to print the God's word in the children's mind. So later, when the children grow up, they still remember a lot of the Bible verses. They always can recite something about God's commandment and God's rule. And actually, it helped the children in SAC too. Right now we have homework, right? We have to remember Bible verses. Sometimes it's very hard. But as long as the Bible verse you ever remember in your youth, when you are in your childhood, it's very easy to remember. So when I grow up, I just wish I can remember more Bible verses. Because the Bible verses which I remember when I was young, I still can keep very clearly in my mind. But later, right now, some Bible verses I just cannot exactly recite it. Why? Because when you get older, you lose your memory power, right? So just use all kind of, all different opportunity, different to create some environment for the next generation to remember. Okay, and then starting from verse 10, Moses give the Israelites a lot of the least they should do it. If we read the Bible, chapter 6 from verse 10 to 25, there's a lot of the thing you should do. Oh, this is a list, long list. And all this reminder to us is very important. Let's read verse 13. 13. 13 to 21. One sister. Olivia, can you read? To 21.
Diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you. 18. And you shall
Okay. So start from verse 10. Moses, he just gave Israel the promise of God. God will definitely will lead you into the promised land. You will go to possess the land. But before they enter this promised land, Moses just gave them some warnings to let them be aware and take cautions when God bring them into the land, because something will happen and their heart will become disobedient. And God just wanted to remind them through the mouth of Moses something you should do it. So first, you should fear the Lord. Verse 13, you should fear the Lord your God and serve him, and should take oath in his name. So you use the Lord, the name of Lord, carefully, and we serve the Lord. Fear the Lord. How can we show our fearful heart? We keep his commandment, right? And then verse 14 says, you should not go after other gods, the gods of the people who are all around you. You should not go after other gods. So nowadays, who are the other gods in the society, in the USA? There's a lot of idols, actually. Idol. This is considered other gods, right? The movie star could be the idols. Money could be idols. Success, idols. All of the materialism could be idols. Other gods. We should not go after these gods. We should only serve God. We should just fear God. It's very important. And then, verse 16. You should not tempt the Lord your God as you tempt him in Massa. We know in the wilderness, Israel people, they try to tempt the God many times. They complain all the way, right? No water, they complain. No food, complain. It's the path, the rough. It's too difficult, complain everywhere. And so that's why Moses reminded people, when you enter the promised land, should not put the Lord to the test, because God, we is not mock. We have to fear, because God has his own plan. God has his own will in every one of us. As long as we live, because we know that God controls our life, God wants us to live in this world, in this day, in this place. God carries some purpose in our life. So we have to try to find out, instead of not just only complain, because complain meaning we don't understand, we don't have a heart to see after the will of God. So in verse 16 say, you should diligently keep the commandment of the Lord your God and his testimonies, statutes, okay, and which he has commanded you. 17, again, remind again, keep his commandments. And then in verse 18, you should do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord. Do what is right and good in God's eyes. Not just in the sight of your friends or the sight of the Jewish society. If we accept God, the Lord is my Lord, he is the one, then we do his will. We try our best to please the Lord. So what is right, what is good? How do I know? In the Bible. That's why we have to read Bible every day. If we have God's word, then we know how to please the Lord. Actually, it's very simple. If we can love our God with all our mind, 100%, we do it. And then in verse 21, you should say to your sons about the history of God's work. We have to repeat God's wonderful work in our life. Every family actually has their own story. And every single one maybe have their own testimony. So how should we say to our next generation about the work of God? We have to record it. So some of you are in PMVP, and some of you are going to will be our future workers. What should we do? What can I do for the Lord, for the church? There's a lot of things we can do it. But sometimes we just ignore, we're just lazy to think about it. How can do it? Just when you listen, some are very touch testimony. Have you ever considered to record, to write it down? And to make it just like a story and to publish to others, because it's just limited people who sitting in the chapel to hear this testimony. But there's a lot of people, they don't hear, they don't have chance to hear, right? So how about I record all of the wonderful testimony or the story of each family and share with others. By doing so, then our Mana magazine, we will not let any material or articles to be published. We have a lot because we have so many youth. So if we can do it, we can really say to your son about the history of God's work, then our faith can pass down to next generation, and they will become even stronger, and the church will be prospered. So we have to consider, use our mind, try to create more way to serve the Lord. Our holy work is not just limited in the church, or you can just hit hymnal session or play piano or just deliver sermons. No. We have so many channels to serve the Lord, to make church better, to tell the next generation about the story of each family. We use our creativity to think some ways to serve the Lord. Okay. And start from chapter 7, there's a list of should not do. Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 2. Verse 2 to verse 4. Please read. Who can read it? Sister. Sorry, I forgot your name. Please read loudly. So here's mentioned, you should not make common with the people who live in the land, right? And you should not show mercy to them. You should not make marriage with them. Three things. No covenant, no showing mercy, no marriage to the people in the land. So this give us a very important principle about our future. Especially for the marriage. If we look at around our church, some difficulty or some troubles actually come from marriage. As when a church member married to a non-believer, do you know how much work the church have to take care of this matter? It just consumes a lot of efforts of the workers. Because after marriage, the couple sooner or later will come out with problems. Marriage problem. And then the next stage will be the issue of the children, education, and their religion education too. All kinds of the difficulty or obstacle you can imagine in your mind. So just don't be deceived by the service love. Sometimes it cannot endure long. After marriage, you will encounter a lot of the troubles. So the reason for Moses to remind Israel people, it's very important because Moses said, They will turn your way, your path away from the law. And they will, in verse 4, they will turn your sons away from the, from following me to serve other gods. We have one sister who lives in the Limon area. When she got married to her boyfriend just last year, in the beginning, this sister, she still have a little preface to attend the Skype Bible study every Sabbath afternoon with us as a group. But later, from last year, end of last year, she got married. After her marriage, she just very simply disappeared from the Bible study group. Why? Because she had to please her husband. Her husband doesn't want to spend the time during this precious weekend with all of the church members. The husband just say, what is the point for me to sit in there with you to listen to these guys talking about the Bible? I want to go to shopping. I want to go to see movies. Then there's no choice to this sister. So she followed her husband's way and then just simply disappeared. And her face actually is deteriorating gradually. How can we bring her back? It's difficult. Why? Because the marriage to a non-believer. Not have to mention about the next generation, her children. How can we keep her faith alive and her faith can keep passed down to her next generation? We should not say impossible, but it's very difficult, right? And also, now let's turn to verse 18. Chapter 7, verse 18. Verse 18, please read. Here, verse 18 says, you should not be afraid of them, of our enemies. Because after going to the promised land, a lot of the battles have to be win, have to be encountered. Just Moses encouraged the Israelites, don't be afraid of them, because God will be with us and will fight for you. You have strength. As long as you keep his commandment, everything will be good. Don't be afraid. So even though right now the society, the big environment is so threefold, sometimes the temptation is so great, but we have confidence. God will guide us as long as we walk with the Lord. Turn to 26. Next. Please read. Okay, you should not bring a punishable things into your house. Now, at that time, it referred to all the different kind of idols, or the customs of the Canaanite people. But nowadays, what is the punishable things? What is that? Sometimes, it's just through the internet, the TV. All of the dirty things maybe come to our house. Be careful about internet. Be careful about Facebook. I think we our users spend a lot of time in Facebook viewing others' pictures. And some of the pictures actually is not appropriate as a Christian. And be careful. Sometimes our youth is just very simple. You just want to share everything with others. Just like how you sleep, where you sleep, where you take shower. Even some people is even post that picture from the toilet. How can it be? And also some of the pictures it should not post to others. It's your own things. So don't be deceived by the Facebook. Right now, Facebook, they have 500 million registered members. They're so-called the third largest nation in this world, right? Just behind China and India. The next is Facebook, become a nation. 500 million. So you just can see that when you post something on Facebook, other people can see it. It's terrible. You have no, in this society, emphasize about the privacy. But right now, actually, the Facebook have no privacy at all. All your details can be viewed by others. You just can see the how, say, for example, if you took a picture with a sister for brother, you just have a very, very close relationship. And you people just look at the picture. Oh, these people, this brother and this sister, so close. They are very good friends. They can imagine a lot of things. But later, if you marry to someone, and the post, the picture still there, what do you think? What your spouse will think about that? So consider your future. Don't be abused by the Facebook, by the pictures. Be careful to select. Something can be shared with others. And consider others. Because our younger generation, they are watching. Right now, the five years old kids, they are also go to Facebook to view everything of you. It's terrible. So we must be careful. Don't bring all of the abominable things into your house. Some people, they just careless about what they are doing. So we must be careful. So this is a list of you should not do. The reminder is to us. We have to take it. So we are going to pray. In the prayer, we have to keep this reminder in our prayer. God, please help me. Then give me strength so I can do the things you want me to do. And I have strength to abstain the things which you command me should not do it. The power is from the Holy Spirit. So every day we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit. And in our mind, keep his commandment. Put into our heart. Then we have a future. And the future of church become brighter. Let's come forward and pray together.